Lesson 3. Daughter. Quench. Wreaths. Butter. Thirsty. Let it rain. Rose says,
"See how it rains. Oh, dear, 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 how dull it is. Must I stay indoors all day?"
Father says, "Why, Rose, are you sorry that you had any bread and butter for breakfast this morning?"
"Why, Father, what a question. I should be sorry indeed if I could not get any."
"Are you sorry, my daughter, when you see the flowers and the trees growing in the garden?"
"Sorry? No, indeed. Just now I wished very much to go out and see them. They look so pretty."
"Well, are you sorry when you see the horses, cows, or sheep drinking at the brook to quench their thirst?"
"Why, Father, you must think I am a cruel girl, to wish that the poor horses that work so hard, the beautiful cows that give so much nice milk, and the pretty lambs should always be thirsty."
"Do you not think they would die if they had no water to drink?"
"Yes, sir, I am sure they would. How shocking to think of such a thing."
"I thought little Rose was sorry it rained. Do you think the trees and flowers would grow if they never had any water on them?"
"No, indeed, Father. They would be dried up by the sun. Then we should not have any pretty flowers to look at, and to make wreaths of for Mother."
"I thought you were sorry it rained. Rose, what is our bread made of?"
"It is made of flour, and the flour is made from wheat, which is ground in the mill."
"Yes, Rose, and it was rain that helped to make the wheat grow, and it was water that turned the mill to grind the wheat. I thought little Rose was sorry it rained."
"I did not think of all these things, Father. I am truly very glad to see the rain falling."